Michael Brandon Orocho has a lot of passions.
Where do I begin with that one? I like programming.
He also writes movies.
And I hope to be able to shoot them at some point in the near future.
And he's also studying Japanese.
It started as a hobby, and I'm hoping to make it my minor in school, actually.
The 20-year-old pursued one of his passions, programming, through his first internship this summer with a University of Delaware chemistry professor.
You're essentially taking data from a graph, a pencil and paper graph, and putting it into the computer, and the program that we're working on will be able to take the data and show you it in real time.
Orocho is a student at UD in the school's Spectrum Scholars program for students on the autism spectrum. One of the program's main focuses is career development, and that's because young people with autism are underrepresented in the workforce. One high-profile study found just 58% of young adults with autism spectrum disorder who'd been in special education had ever worked in their early 20s. The UD Spectrum Scholars Program launched in 2019, and this summer, members of its first cohort of five students finished internships at the university, at Friendship House, and at JP Morgan Chase.
I want to give the students the credit, all the credit.
Mary Ellen Stevens is career coordinator for the Spectrum Scholars Program. She tells her students over and over,
the more experience you have, the better you look on paper. The resume building experiences, all of these hands-on experiences, not only build their skills, build their communication, but it builds a portfolio, a professional portfolio.
It's hard for many people to get their first job out of college, but Brian Friedman, who runs Spectrum Scholars, says people with autism might face added barriers, like outdated misconceptions, low expectations, or an interview process not built for them.
So typically this is done in a very conversational manner where there's back and forth questions and answers. Regardless of whether or not having a verbal back and forth question and answer is a part of that, going to be a part of that person's job.
But it's not that hard to tweak hiring policies to be more inclusive, says James Mahoney, who heads the Autism at Work program at JP Morgan Chase. It can be great for companies too.
In technology, as an example, we always say we want people who think outside the box because it will lead to greater productivity. One could argue that people on the spectrum live outside the box every day. And so why not bring that value in?
JP Morgan is an official partner of UD's Spectrum Scholars. The company launched Autism at Work in 2015, and since then has hired more than 200 employees with autism worldwide. Mahoney says the company adapts its hiring process for candidates with autism. For example, managers avoid asking questions involving conjecture, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
We avoid panel interviews, which can be overwhelming to anyone.
The program also trains managers on how to give useful feedback to employees in the program and offers accommodations like noise-canceling headphones. But Mahoney says people hired through the Autism at Work program are doing the same jobs as everybody else. Oftentimes, they're doing them better.
Importantly, we founded this on a premise of talent. In other words, we weren't doing this to be charitable.
As for Orocho, he thinks his internship this summer will help him get toward his ultimate career goal.
If everything in my life were to work out well and I could have my dream job, I'd want a high position job working on video games. I want to be a video game designer. I want to work on the technical aspect and the visual aspect.
In the meantime, he's back in school where he says the Spectrum Scholars Program has helped him succeed.
I think that without it, I'd still be a little less confident. I feel like they really help with not just setting up opportunities for employment or helping with class, but they really help with being able to socialize, being able to be a part of the community.
The Spectrum Scholars Program has grown each year and recently accepted 9 new students into this year's cohort. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.